Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here at YSR. And the Denver Broncos, the Carolina Panthers, advanced to Super Bowl 50 with wins over the New England Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals. Delighted to have back with us to celebrate this golden Super Bowl our dear friend, acclaimed sports author and oral historian, the great Harvey Frommer, who, oh, by the way, he released late last year his book, When It Was Just a Game, Remembering the Very First Super Bowl. Good evening. It's nice to have you back with us on this Friday night.
Great to be with you, Elissa. You're pure gold to me, too.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thank you so much for saying that. So I want to get your takeaways. What are your thoughts on the upcoming Super Bowl 50? Some are saying perhaps this could be the greatest Super Bowl ever. Is that a bit of a hyperbole?
It could. My team, Patriots, lost, and my other teams, the Packers and the Chiefs, it would have been nice to see them, who played in Super Bowl I, playing Super Bowl 50, but it wasn't to be. But I'm going to be going with Carolina, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Harvey, most assume this is going to be Peyton Manning's final game in the NFL. And obviously, that huge and epic win over, you're talking about, over the Patriots and over Tom Brady last week. Quantify what Peyton Manning has meant to the NFL and just his incredible legacy.
I think not only his incredible skills, but his persona. His kind of, if I could use a Yiddish expression, he's really like a mensch, which means a good person. And I think with a lot of the hype and the hoopla that has gone on in the world of pro football, he's been just a force for a good person and a talented person playing through all these years. I just hope he continues to go on maybe at least for another year or so. Sad to see him leave.
Absolutely, and he has certainly proven, even in this past season, just how resilient he is. It would be so cool if he could ride off into the sunset with a Super Bowl win and then hang it up.
Yep, but we're worried about the Panthers.
Well, give us your impressions of Cam Newton before we dive into your book. Is he the best player in the NFL today? I mean, he's so dangerous.
He's incredibly dangerous with his arm, with his feet, with his body, with his brain. I've watched, as other people have through the years, this guy evolve, and he's almost a new kind of quarterback when you think about it. It's an all-in-one package.
Hey, Harvey Frommer is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We know him well. He's a best-selling author, an oral historian. I wanted to have him in our final segment tonight right here at YSR as we close out hour number two. So let's move ahead and let's highlight your new book, When It Was Just a Game, Remembering the First Super Bowl. It tells the fascinating story, the groundbreaking of the AFL, the NFL, the World Championship, January 15th, 1967, with the Packers and the Chiefs. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, it's a book I'm especially proud of. It almost wrote itself. It's an oral history. I was able to get almost 80 people who saw the game, played in the game, coached in the game, promoted the game as my interviewees. Plus, lots of archival photos are there. And it's just, I felt like I was really in a time machine going back to 1967, June, when the two leagues merged. And then moving up to January 15th, 1967, when that first Super Bowl took place, not many people realized, and I didn't realize it either, that the game was played with two footballs, an AFL football and an NFL football, because these two leagues hated each other so much, but they loved their own footballs. It was also played with two kickoffs to begin the second half. And that was an oddity. That was because NBC was, both NBC and CBS were televising the game, and NBC was still in commercial, so they had to kick it off again. And Vince Lombardi, as you can imagine, the great, great coach of the Packers, was not too thrilled. He was going to play that game under protest unless they won, and he thought they would win. So it didn't come to that.
Only a couple more minutes this evening with Harvey Frommer right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we get set to close out tonight's program. Also, one of the cool aspects of the book is the foreword was written by the late and the great Frank Gifford. What did he share?
He shared his memories of what it was like for him to be an announcer on the field, and a field that he had starred on as a college player in the L.A. Coliseum. And he was somebody who, when I called him up, he was the first person I asked to write the intro. And I told him it would be an honorarium. He said, I've made enough money in my life. It's going to be a wonderful book. and an important book, and I just want to see my name, you know, on that cover. Sadly, the book came out in October of last year to start to get into the season, and he died in August of last year, so he never saw the book.
About 30 more seconds with Harvey Frommer right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. What'd you share about Vince Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi was an incredibly incredible force of nature, let's put it that way. He traveled, as Hank Stram did, with priests with him on the sidelines with every game that he coached. He was a guy who demanded 150% from his players. He also never got enough credit, neither did Hank Stram, for really busting the color line in professional football. Today, there's more than 75% African-Americans playing the game. Back then, the Chiefs and the Packers had the most African-American players, and in many ways, that was the reason became through Lombardi and Stram, and it was the reason the two met in that first Super Bowl, with all that talent pumping up their teams.
Best-selling author, oil historian Harvey Frommer has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book, When It Was Just a Game, Remembering the First Super Bowl. Congratulations, Harvey. We look forward to your next release. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you very much for having me, and whoever wins, it'll still be a great spectacle for everybody to be involved with.
That, of course, was Harvey Frommer, best-selling author, and it is time to close out tonight's show. A very special thank you to all of our amazing guests. Join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show.